going on here.
Hi, Ed.
How's it going?
Hey, Ed. It's going good. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Just working.
That's good. We want to keep you that way. Keep you busy. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to hop on and go over some pricing with you. Before I start throwing numbers at you, did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
I read, or my father-in-law told me a little bit about it, but no, what placement would I get for the price? I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so if you do the search on Google, I don't know if you're near a computer at all or if you got a smartphone there, but if you type in roofing in Newton, there's a map that'll pop up in the middle of the screen, and then you'll see three top recommended guys next to the map. So you'll be one of those guys.
Okay.
Yep, we just had the listing become available. But usually when a spot opens up, Google gives a list of qualified candidates to the three Google partners. We're one of them, the premier partners. And we're going down the list. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill that roofing category, we're closing it out. So we won't be able to work with any other roofing contractors in the area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the major benefit to you is that placement. You know, 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from this section. So, you know, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they call somebody.
Yeah, yeah. How much would that be then to be one of the top three?
Well, so here's the thing. There's a lot that has to be done. Like, your business isn't Google verified yet. And you have to be verified. You basically have to have a complete online business profile in order to have that placement. So we got to build all those things for you. We got to build a site for you. You got to have the Bing listing on the first page. You got to have the Amazon Alexa device submission. Got to be on Apple and Safari for the iPhones. You know, there's Facebook ads that we would run for you. Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I mean, we got to basically build your business from scratch online as far as your online listings go. So that would be a platinum package. Normally, our platinum packages are advertised at $599 on our website that I sent you. But because of this new in business credit, if you guys are willing to come on board with us today, I could cut the rate in half and I could get you down to just $299. Month to month.
Gotcha. So it'd be $300 then to I'd be on the top list then.
Correct. You'd be on the first page for not just roofing, but up to 15 different keyword terms or services. So we can get really specific if you want to focus on certain types of roofs.
Yeah.
We could also target commercial.
Gotcha, because I had Thumbtack and Yelp. I just stopped paying for their services to try Angie's. And I have Networks Pro. So, yeah, that's some – and I have a Facebook page for my company. So there's a few
Perfect.
Things I have there.
Yeah, we won't duplicate your Facebook page. We'll just run ads through it. And if you could do anything with any of the services that you just mentioned, you're going to do great with this. I mean, Google advertising's been the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 17 years. The hard part's just having a spot become available, because it's not like Yelp or Yellow Pages where you could put yourself on the first page whenever you want or run ads whenever you want. You have to meet certain parameters, and then obviously we have to have an opening in order to do that. So today's the day.
I say yes to the... Yeah, 300, I could definitely do that.
Yeah, you'll love it, Ed. I mean, honestly, as a roofing contractor, I have a buddy of mine. He's out in Southern California, and he's a roofing contractor. But he had been roofing for 10 years, and he literally had his most profitable year last year after signing up with us.
I believe it.
Yeah, so we'll get you up there. It actually covers up to 40 miles. I noticed in the notes my rep said you cover about 30, but we could actually cover up to 40. But if you don't want to go that far, we could shrink it and customize it for you. So I have to, I have to create your Google business profile first. So I just want to verify some information with you. And then we'll also have a client interview appointment where we'll sit down and interview you and customize the campaign. So I'll get that scheduled too. So on the first page of Google, Ed, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, you can put this phone number down.
Okay. You could always change it too. I'll send you my direct number and extension, and we have 24/7 customer service. So if you do decide to change it later, just let us know and we could update the listings.
Okay. Awesome.
But as of right now, it's 316-227-0259.
Yes.
Okay. And then Google sends this postcard to you in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get the little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where you are. There's a 5-digit number on the back of that letter that we'll need from you when it comes in the mail. What's the street address that I could send that to?
605 Rolling Hills Drive.
Okay, and Newton?
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
Give me the picture real quick.
Sure.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, I'm back.
No problem. Okay, so the PIN verification letter is going to go to that 605 Rolling Hills Drive, but you have the option to hide the address if you'd like, or you could leave it displayed. What do you prefer?
What's that for, to hide the address for what?
Well, because on your Google business profile, like when people type in roofing, the profile pop up with like your name, address, phone number, and reviews. And sometimes they could click on it, get turn-by-turn directions to the location if you have it active. But if you guys are roofers where you're going to them, we usually recommend that you hide it, but it's up to you.
Yeah, you can hide it.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like anybody should be coming to your house anyway. Just be for the PIN.
Okay. Yes, okay.
All right, and then what's your last name, Ed?
Villanueva, V as in Victor, I-L-L-A-N-U-E-V-A.
Okay, is Ed short for Edward or?
Eduardo.
Eduardo, okay. And you guys are bilingual?
Yes.
Awesome, love that.
Spanish.
Yeah, no, that's great. That helps a lot. You don't have to exclude certain leads. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
It's going to be edsroofingks@gmail.com. So edsroofingkansas@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. You go ahead and update. All right, and how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
8 to 6.
8 to 6, okay. Do you work the weekends at all?
Yeah, Saturdays.
Okay, so 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and do you guys have license, insurance, business registration?
Yes, yeah, we're licensed in a few counties. I have to renew it in Newton's, but for this year, we just got our license for Wichita, which is the hardest one to get.
Right.
So, we're licensed in Wichita right now and Valley. We're engineers and registered. We're all legit.
Okay. Yeah, send in what you have. When I process the payment, it's going to automatically send you the outline of the agreement in writing and a Google verification form. So you just fill out that form. There's a little section in there. It'll say, like, upload a file. And you just click on it, and it'll flip around to your camera on your mobile device. You guys just snap pictures of it and send it in.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But your listing will say Ed's Roofing, verified contractor. So that way the customers know that we've already verified you have all those things. Makes it an easier conversation.
Okay. Good.
Okay. And then do you have a logo for the business or pictures of work that you guys have done in the past that we could use for the website?
Yes. Yeah, I have a logo.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you this email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. When you get a chance this evening, send in as many photos as you can, as well as the logo.
Okay.
And then I'll send you my direct number right now as well. Now, we're going to want to do a client interview with you, Ed. That's where we'll customize the campaign and your website. Usually the client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What would be the best time to do the client interview today?
I guess let's do like 12:30.
12:30. I could do 12 to 1, and I could ask them to call you closer to 12:30 if you prefer.
That's fine. 12 to 1's fine.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then they'll text you automatically here in about 45 minutes or 50 minutes. It's just an automated reminder like 1 hour prior to the appointment.
Okay.
Okay. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I need to update it, but so far I don't accept card.
Okay, cash and check. You offer financing?
No.
No? Okay. All right, Ed, I got you all squared away here. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I have a Visa card, business card.
Okay, so it does say Ed's Roofing LLC on it, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That way you can write it off later. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah. 4648.
4648.
0100.
0100.
Yep. 0039.
0039.
4360.
4360. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's 0528.
528, and then 3-digit code on the back.
195.
Okay, and then we have a security question for your account, just in case you want to verify the identity of one of our reps when they contact you, or vice versa, if we want to verify your identity before touching the Google business profile. So you have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do my first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Ed?
Shadow.
Shadow. Okay. Okay. Let's save. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording because I have you on a discounted pricing structure that Tara requested. That pricing structure will be locked in indefinitely, so this is just going to outline that agreement, and then we're also going to send this to you in writing. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I process any kind of transaction with you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Ed Roofing.
Thank you. And your business is going to be listed as an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I have it as Ed's Roofing LLC. And it says, please state your name and title with the company.
Eduardo Villanueva, co-owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today as the co-owner?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ed, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible. Oh, well, and I already got that. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is a month-to-month service, okay? So you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 14th, 2025, in the discounted price of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 14th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle for as long as you're with us. All setup fees have been waived indefinitely. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We want you to come back on your own will. But if you are going to discontinue, you ask that you let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. Then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So if you go to your, oh, I'm going to process your first month's payment here. You're going to get 3 text messages and 3 emails that will come through. I want you to hang on the line with me here. I want to make sure you got everything. And then we should be good to go for that client interview. Did you get my phone number and the email for the photos and company logo?
I believe so. Let me see. I got the invitation for unknown sender client interview.
Yeah, that's the client interview appointment.
That's so far the only one I've gotten.
From an email? What about text message?
Yeah, I got your phone number and the extension.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and there should be an email address in there, too, for you to send in your company logo and then any pictures. Okay, and then you'll get some new text messages are going to come through right now. One of them is going to be a username and password for your tracking system. There's going to be a outline of the agreement in writing, so that way you have it all documented, everything we're doing for you for the price. And then there's also a Google verification form. That was the form I was telling you got to fill out, send in your license, insurance, and everything.
Okay.
Okay. If you're having any trouble with it, Ed, just call in. Okay, you have my direct number. We have 24/7 customer service. It's going to look like a lot of stuff, but it's super easy. It's like 3 simple tasks, basically. Like you sign your agreement, you fill out that Google verification form, and then just be ready for the client interview this afternoon. Once you do all those things and we got you up and running, it's just a matter of answering the phone and these people call in and try to make sure you guys get good reviews so we can keep a good reputation up there on the first page. There is one thing I want to disclose with you, too. Do you have a crew?
Yes.
Okay. So try to let the crew know that now that you're doing Google advertising, it's important to go above and beyond, right? Because if you guys start getting like 1-star reviews and things like that, we could be like, hey, keep your money. You know what I mean? We're going to go a different route next month when it comes to the placement. That's the only way you could lose the placement.
Okay.
Okay. But if these guys are on top of it and there's nothing negative coming back, you know, you keep that deal as long as you're with us and we'll keep you up there consistently.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard officially to the Local Splash team. I'll let you get back to the rest of your workday, but again, look out for our phone call here. We're going to circle back with you shortly between 12 and 1 to go through the client interview process.
Okay, and then to sign in with the Local Splash, my username and password, you said that was...
Yeah, it gets sent automatically, so let me go to your text messages to make sure it came through. Oh, you already signed the terms. Okay, I got that back. Okay, looks like this one's taking a second. It comes through automatically, though. All three of them usually come through automatically, the Google verification form and the username and password. So if you just give it like 30 seconds to a minute, you'll get another text message that'll come through that'll have the username's usually your phone number, and then the password is like a temporary one that they make. Once you log into it, you could adjust the password to whatever you like for the account dashboard. But this is actually the PC version. In the email, it'll actually have a link to the app. And I recommend downloading the app. It's just a lot easier to use than to navigate through the PC version on your phone.
What's the app called?
They'll send you a link for it. It's the my.localsplash app, specifically for our clients. But they don't actually dish the app out until after sign-up, like the actual link for it, because you have to be a client in order to even get the app. It's not one that you could just go to App Store and download.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So it'll be sent to you, though, via email with your username and password. I'm actually going to sit on the line with you for a second here. I want to make sure that you get this username and password, so... I'm kind of concerned that it hasn't came through yet. See if I can manually resend one too. Give me one second here. Do you have the Google verification form text where it says like Google may require some additional information to proceed further? Okay. Okay, I'm going to resend the Google verification one now, and then let me find your tracking system, username and password.
Okay, here we go. Username and password.
Got it. Yep, that's the Google verification form. So those are both of them. You have the username and password. The tracking system is going to be blank until we get it all up and running, right? But at least you know how to log into that and keep track of all the leads we're bringing in.
Yeah, is there any way I can have you send this? I don't know, does it have to be off my phone or can I have, because my sister like has all this information like accessible and I'm
yeah.
going to be able to like way later. Is there any way you can send this to my sister's phone number and she can, that way she can fill all this out?
Yeah, yeah. Give me one second though. I'll just have to add a cell phone to this and then I'll delete it right after. What's her cell phone number?
Okay, it's area code 316-227-6661.
Okay. All right, give me one second.
Yeah, I'll have her go on my email and...
And just do it that way.
Yeah, I'll have her fill it up. Okay, I just got them all.
Okay.
On my email.
It might ask her, so if she asks you for your login credentials for your email, it might ask you to log into this email. That's the convenience of having it on your phone, Ed. Is like when you click on that link and it opens up on your phone, you're already logged into that email that you gave us. So usually you could just click on it and start filling it out real easily. When she gets this text right now, it's going to ask her to log into your email so that way they could verify it's you before they fill out the form. So, yeah, Google verification is kind of strict. It's a three-step process, but once you get through that process, you never have to do it again unless you discontinue or relocate to another area.
Okay.
All right, but I just sent it off to her, so she has it there as well.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, and then thank you.
And then, huh?
Oh, sorry. What was that? It was hard to hear you.
No. Yeah. I'll have her fill it out then, and I'll be expecting the phone call.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You have my number, too, so if you have questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out to me. We also have 24/7 customer service as well. So I'll let you get back to your day, but you know, look out for that phone call. We'll circle back with you here shortly at noon.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ed. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. Bye.